Today's Amud is Yivamis Sadivav Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad Sheba Al Yevimtai. So continuing to discuss the halacha of a 9-year-old. In this case though, in the previous Mishnah we spoke about a case where Reuven died without any children, and his wife, Eshes Reuven, fell to Shimon and Levi. Shimon was a 9-year-old, and Levi was a gadol. In this case now, the Mishnah is describing a case where both Shimon and Levi are both ketanim. They're both 9-year-olds. So says the Mishnah, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yayim Echad Sheba Yevimtai. Let's say Shimon, who's a 9-year-old, he is Miyabim Mrs. Reuven. Va'achar kach ba'aleha achiv shehu Ben Teisha Shanim V'yayim Echad. And then Levi, who's also 9 years old, he's also lives together with Eshes Reuven, with Mrs. Reuven. And now, 9-year-old's Yibam is on Yibam. His Bia is a Bia, but his Yibam is on a Yibam. Chazal say that the Bia is Ben Teisha is like a Maimer of a Gadol. So now that Reuven, and now that Shimon and Levi both did Bia, it's like a case of Maimer after Maimer. The halacha is Paisal Al Yadai. So now that Levi was together with Mrs. Reuven, so now Mrs. Reuven becomes Aser to Shimon. When Shimon lives with Mrs. Reuven, so now Mrs. Reuven becomes Aser to Levi. When Levi then lives with her, now she also becomes Aser to Shimon, now she's Aser to both of them. Rabbi Shimon says that no, there's no psul that's created from Levi, and Mrs. Reuven remains Mutter to Shimon. We'll see this svar in the Gemara. It says the Mishnah another case, similar idea. Let's say Reuven dies and he leaves over two wives. So Mrs. Reuven 1 and Mrs. Reuven 2. And Shimon goes and Shimon is Miabe Mrs. Reuven 1. And then he goes and he's together with Mrs. Reuven number 2. So the halacha is that when he was together with Mrs. Reuven 1, he now asered Yibam with Mrs. Reuven 2. Now that he's together with Mrs. Reuven number 2, so Paisal al Yidei Atzmai, he now asers to himself Mrs. Reuven number 1. Because it's like Maimer Acher Maimer. Just like by Maimer Acher Maimer, if you hold Yish Maimer Acher Maimer, this is the halacha. It's the same idea when a 9-year-old has Bia. Rav Shimon Aimer Loi Paisal. And Rav Shimon says that no new psul is created. And Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Lehem, Rav Shimon Lechachamim, Rav Shimon said to the Chachamim that Mimanubshach, in Bia, Rishayna Bia. And let's say in the ratio of the Mishnah, where Shimon and Levi both had Bia with Mrs. Reuven. So if Shimon's Bia, if we're going to treat it with significance, even though the halacha, it's not considered mamish yibam, but if you're going to treat it with significance, so then Bia Shnia ina Bia. So then the Bia of Levi shouldn't count, shouldn't affect anything, because Shimon was already miyabim her. The in Bia Rishayna ina Bia. And if you're telling me that the Bia of Shimon does not count towards Yibam, so then Bia Shnia Nami ain't a Bia. So then the Bia Shnia and the Bia of Levi also shouldn't count towards anything. Mimanef Shach, the Chachamim held, the Rebbe Shimon held, that Mrs. Reuven should remain Mutter to Shimon. Now the Gemara just points out another thing. We mentioned that the cases of the Mishnah that mention Bia Acher Bia or Bia to two different of the wives of Reuven. So it's really like a case of Maimer Acher Maimer, because Bias Ben Teisha is like Maimer of a Gadol. So if so, really our Mishnah is coming to say that there's Maimer Acher Maimer, and there's no difference between Maimer Acher Maimer when it's two men, two Yevamin and one Yevama, or Maimer Acher Maimer when it's one Yevam and two Yevamais, because the Mishnah said it in both types of cases that there's Bia Acher Bia, that there's Maimer Acher Maimer. So says the Gemara that Masnisa Deloike Ben Azai, our Mishnah, which implies that there would be Maimer Acher Maimer, and it doesn't differentiate between two Yevamin and one Yevama, or two Yevamais and one Yevam. It's not like Ben Azai, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Ben Azai Aimer, Yeish Maimer Acher Maimer B'Shnei Yevamin V'Yevam Achas, Ve'im Maimer Acher Maimer B'Shnei Yevamin V'Yevam Echad. Ben Azai was Mechalik between the two cases. He held that there's only Maimer Acher Maimer when it comes to two Yevamin and one Yevama, because each Yevam has their own kayach to do Maimer, has their own rights to do Maimer. But when it comes to two Yevamais and one Yevam, so then Ben Azai held that there's no Maimer Acher Maimer, because he already used up his ability to do Maimer. Maimer could only be used by a man once. So by two Yevamais and one Yevam, Ben Azai held there's no concept of Maimer Acher Maimer. Our Mishnah says that there's a case of Bi Acher Bia. There's no difference. There's Bi Acher Bia both when it's two Yevamais and one Yevam and one Yevama and two Yevamin. So our Mishnah is really not like Ben Azai. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yayim Echad Shabba Al Yavimtai Umeis. Let's say you have a case where Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, and Shimon, who's a 9-year-old, Shimon goes and Shimon has Bia, he's Miyabe and Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon dies. Shimon now dies before he ever had a chance as a gadol to mamish finish off the Yibam. So we only did Yibam as a katan, which, like we said before, is really equivalent to maimer of a gadol. And now Mrs. Reuven now falls to Levi. So just to drop the family tree to be a little bit clear, we have three brothers. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon's a katan. Levi's a gadol. Now Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi. Shimon, who's a katan, goes, and Shimon is Miyabe, Mrs. Reuven. Now, being that he's a katan, so his Yibam has a status really of like of a maimer. And then Shimon dies. Shimon dies before he ever was Baal Mrs. Reuven as a gadol. So now Shimon dies, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Levi. When Mrs. Reuven falls to Levi, she's falling from Reuven, and she's also falling a little bit from Shimon, who did Mimer with her. Not really Mimer, he was Baaler, but as a 9-year-old, he has the din of Mimer, so she's falling also a little bit from Shimon. That's called Zika Shnei Yevamin, which we've spoken about earlier in the Masechta. Being that she has a Zika Shnei Yevamin, the din is you only do Yibam on a lady who has a Zikas Yavam Echad, being that Mrs. Reuven in this case has like a Zikas Shnei Yavamin, so therefore the din is that Levi only performs Chalitza, not Yibam. Says the Mishnah, a new halacha now, the Nasa Ishu Umeis, Harezu Petura. Stam, nothing to do with Yibam. If Stam, you have a 9-year-old who marries a woman, and then the 9-year-old dies, so now his wife does not fall to Yibam. Harezu Petura, she does not fall to Yibam because that marriage wasn't really a marriage. Mamela, there is no Chiyav Yibam. New halacha, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yayim Echad Shabba Al Yavimtai. So it's similar to the first case of the Mishnah. You have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven dies without any children, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, and Shimon, as a 9-year-old, Shimon goes and Shimon is Miyabim Mrs. Reuven. Umishahigdil Nasa Isha Acheres. And when Shimon eventually now gets older, he gets bar mitzvah, and now he marries a new wife, he marries a Mrs. Shimon. So now he's married to Mrs. Reuven from his 9-year-old Yibam, and he's married now also to Mrs. Shimon, who's fully married, he's mamish 100% married to, because he married her as a gadol. Umeis, and Shimon now dies, and so now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon fall to Yibam to Levi. So imlo yada es harishayna mishahigdil. So now, if Shimon was together with Mrs. Reuven also as a gadol, so he was together with Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, so then they're both his regular wives. So then both Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are his regular wives, and if Shimon dies without any children, so now they both fall to Yibam to Levi. Levi will be Miyabim or Chalitza with whichever one. You could do either one. And then the other one will pass to the Tzara, and then the other one will go out scot-free. That's if he was together with Mrs. Reuven as a gadol. In this case, as the Mishnah, let's say imlo yadas harishayna mishahigdil, he never was together again with Mrs. Reuven. He was bail her as a 9-year-old. But then he never got back together with her. So now Mrs. Reuven has a zika shnei yavamin. She's falling from Reuven, but then she's also falling from Shimon's via as a 9-year-old, like from Shimon's maimer. So Mrs. Reuven has a zika shnei yavamin. Mrs. Shimon is Shimon's regular wife that he married her as a gadol. So in such a case, says the Mishnah, Harishayna chaylatzas v'loy misyavemes, Mrs. Reuven is going to require chalitza but not yibam because she has a zika shnei yavamin, v'hashnia ay chaylatzas ay misyavemes. Whereas Mrs. Shimon, who is Shimon's regular full wife, so she could do either chalitza or yibam. Levi could be chaylitz with her or yibam, whichever one. Reb Shimon Aimer miyabim le'ezoi sheyirtza v'chaylitz l'shnia. Whereas Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of the concept of Zika Shnei Yavamin, like we had earlier in the Masechta, he doesn't hold it as a problem of Zika Shnei Yavamin. So he holds that Levi could be Miyabe in whichever one he wants, and then he can do Chalitza to the second one. It doesn't mean he can even, but the Chiddush is that he could even be Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. He doesn't hold it as a problem of Zika Shnei Yavamin. He holds that there is a Chiyav Yibam with Mrs. Reuven. Now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are like falling from two different houses. Mrs. Reuven, really, Midaraisa is falling from Reuven, because Midaraisa Shimon was never Miyavim her. Mrs. Shimon is falling from Shimon. So he has to do, Levi has to do something with both of them, but he could do Yibam with whichever one he wants, and he could do Chalitza to the second. Says the Mishnah, just a disclaimer, that in general, even though in the past few Mishnayas we've been discussing a child who's a 9-year-old, and discussing the halachas of a 9-year-old, really the halacha is Echad Shu Ben Teisha Shanim Yayim Echad, Ve'echad Shu Ben Esrim Shul Hevi Shtei Sairis. There's no difference in halacha, in all the different halachas that we mentioned about a 9-year-old, there's no difference in halacha between a kid who's 9 years old, or even someone who seems to be an adult, a 20-year-old, who never had Shtei Sairis. Lamaisa and Halacha, both are considered Ketanim, and a Katan doesn't have Yibam. He can have Bia once he's 9 years old, but he doesn't have Yibam. So all of the Halachas that we've said until now are true, Bain if he's 9 years old, or even if he's 20 years old, but he doesn't have Shtei Sairis. When we say 9 year old, we just mean at least 9 years old, and at the same time, he's a Katan. He could be 10 years old, 11 years old, even 20 years old if he doesn't have Shtei Sairis. The point is that he's at least 9 years old, so his Bia is considered a Bia. At the same time, halachically, he's a kata. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rava, Hada Amar Rabban and Shzika Shnei Yevamim Nichlatz Chaltza Yevumi Loi Miyavma. This that we've said in our Mishnah and also in the past, that in general, anytime you have a lady, a Yevama, with a Zika Shnei Yevamim, like we had in our case, that Reuven died, Shimon as a 9-year-old was Miyabimer, and now she has a Zika Shnei Yevamim, Shimon dies, she falls to Levi, Levi has to do Chalitza, he's not allowed to do Yibam. Says the Rava that you should know that this halacha, like Tema Hechadik Etzara, you should know it's not just true if Shimon also has a second wife. Meaning you might have thought that this whole halacha of Zika Shnei Yevamim is only when Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, and Shimon, besides doing Maimer, or a 9-year-old Zbia, besides doing Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, Shimon also has his own wife. He also has a Mrs. Shimon. And then Shimon dies, and now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon fall to Levi. So you might have thought that that's when we say that there's a problem of Zika Shnei Yevamim. Why dafka there is there a problem of Zika Shnei Yevamim? Because there's makum for Xera, the ikala migzar. Because in such a case, the ikala migzar mishum tzara. There's a concern about the tzara, meaning that if you're going to allow Levi to do Yibam with Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon. Now, Midaraisa, he could. Midaraisa, Mrs. Reuven is only falling from Reuven. Mrs. Shimon is only falling from Shimon. So they're coming from two different houses. So you might think that Levi should be able to do Yibam with Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon. And you would say that no, that the Zika Shnei Yevamim prevents that. Why does Zika Shnei Yevamim prevent that? It, the whole idea of Zika Shnei Yevamim, you might have thought, is a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? That if we're going to allow Levi to be Miyavi, Mrs. Reuven, and Mrs. Shimon, people don't realize that Mrs. Reuven is falling from Reuven. People look at it that Shimon was together with Mrs. Reuven. They've been maybe together for a year or two. They've been maybe together for longer, maybe a drop shorter. People view Mrs. Reuven as falling from Shimon. Since people view Mrs. Reuven as falling from Shimon, and they're going to see Levi being Yabim, Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, so they might think that in Stam, a different case, at any time a brother dies and he had two wives, you're allowed to be Miyavim, both of them. You're allowed to be miyabim both of them, because that's what it looks like is happening over here. It looks like Levi is being miyabim both of Shimon's wives. So you might have thought that the whole concept of Zika Shnei Yevamim, the whole concept is built on a gzera, of a gzera atu etzara, and mamela, it's only true when Shimon has a second wife, besides the Mrs. Reuven who has a Zika Shnei Yevamim, Shimon also has a second wife. That's what you could have thought. Says Rava, you see from our Mishnah that that's not the pshat. The pshat in Zika Shnei Yevamim is not all it's a gzera, it's a din. It's a din like that, that you only do yibam on a eshes yavam echad, not on an eshes shnei yavamin. And that's just a din. It's not a gzeira. What's the raya that it's not a gzeira and that it's not only true what is a tzara? Da'ahacha, the case of our Mishnah, like a tzara, there's no tzara over here. It doesn't mention anything about a tzara. It says that Reuven died. Shimon as a 9-year-old was miyabe Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon dies, and the din is chaylatzis lo misyaf ames, that Levi has to do chalitza with Mrs. Reuven and not yibam. It says michlatz chalitza if you miyav ma. It says he has to do chalitza. You can't do yibam. There's this din of zikah shnei yavamin. Even though over here Shimon doesn't say that Shimon has a second wife. It sounds like this halacha is true even if Shimon doesn't have a second wife. And afal pi kein, we apply the din of zikah shnei yavamin. You see, it's true even when there's no tzara. The din has nothing to do with the gzeira, it's just tamidin, not the gzeira to the tzara. Nasa isha umeis v'chulu. We said stam another halacha that if you have a 9-year-old who gets married and he dies, so his wife does not fall to yibam because his marriage wasn't really a marriage. Says the Gemara Tanino laha de Tan Rabbanan. This supports that which we learned in the Braisa that shaita v'katan shenasu umeisu. That anytime you have a shaita or a katan that get married and then they die, the shayseyan petureis mina chalitza mina yibam. Their wives are totally pater from both chalitza and yibam because their marriage wasn't really a marriage. Then the Mishnah had said, spoke about the case of a ben teisha that Shimon did yibam, and then Misha Higdil v'chulu. In this case, Shimon has a second wife. Right, that was the end of the next case of the Mishnah was the case that Shimon Taka did have a second wife. The ratio of the Mishnah, Shimon did not have a second wife. And afal pi kein, we applied the din of zikah shnei yavamin. Then the Mishnah spoke about a case where Shimon had a second wife, where you had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven. Reuven dies. Shimon, as a 9-year-old, is miyabe Mrs. Reuven. Then he becomes bar mitzvah and he marries a Mrs. Shimon, and he was never together again with Mrs. Reuven. So Mrs. Reuven has a zikah shnei yavamin. And Mrs. Shimon is Shimon's regular wife. And in such a case, so we had the machlekas, the Tanakama, and Rab Shimon, what the din is, according to the Tanakama, he has to do chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. Levi has to do chalitza dafka with Mrs. Reuven because he's a zdikas shnei yavamin. And with Mrs. Shimon, he could even do yiba. Whereas Rab Shimon, who doesn't hold of zdikas shnei yavamin, he held that Levi could even be miyabim Mrs. Reuven. Now says the Gemara that, wait a second, the Yasu Bias Bentesha Kemaimer Begadol, the Tidchet Sarah Miiba. The halacha is that in the case of Maimer, in this exact type of setup, in the case of Maimer, where Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, Reuven died, and Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon also has his own wife, Mrs. Shimon, and Shimon then dies, so the halacha is that being that Levi cannot do Yibam with Mrs. Reuven because she has a Zikah Shnei Yavamin, we say that also he's not allowed to do Yibam with Mrs. Shimon, he has to only perform Chalitza with Mrs. Shimon, but not Yibam. So if that's true by Maimer, and the Bias Ben Teisha is like Maimer by a Gadol, so then also in our case, when Shimon as a 9-year-old was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, and then married Mrs. Shimon, the halacha should be, according to the Tanakama, who holds of the concept of Zikah Shnei Yavamin, the halacha should be that just like Levi is not allowed to be Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, he should also not be allowed to perform Yibam with Mrs. Shimon. He should have to perform Chalitza. Why don't we say it's like Maimer by a Gadol, that Mrs. Shimon should be pushed off from Yibam, she should have to perform Chalitza. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Lo Yasu Bias Ben Teisha Kemaimer Begadol. The pshat is because even though we say that Asu Bias Ben Teisha Kemaimer Begadol, it doesn't mean Mamish all the way. And to a large extent, a Bias Ben Teisha is like Maimer by a Gadol, but it's not 100%. And this is one of the distinctions. This is the case where we see that Bias Ben Teisha is not Mamish like Maimer by a Gadol. However, Ushmul Amar Asu V'Asu, Shmuel says that no, Bias Ben Teisha is Mamish like Maimer by a Gadol. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asu V'Asu. That was also the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, that Bias Ben Teisha is Mamish like Maimer by a Gadol. Well, ask the Gemara, Bias Ben Teisha is Mamish like Maimer by a Gadol, 100%, so then the Yasu. So then why don't we make it like Maimer by a Gadol, also with regards to this case, and according to the Tanakama, just like Levi cannot perform Yibam with Mrs. Reuven because she has a Zikah Shnei Yavamin and he has to do Chalitza, so too Mrs. Shimon should also be pushed off from Yibam, and Levi should have to perform Chalitza with Mrs. Shimon and not Yibam. So says the Gemara, because this whole idea is really Tanayi. That whole thing that you're assuming that when there's Maimer, so now that's going to make it that now Levi, that now Mrs. Shimon has to perform Chalitza, that's really a Machlekes Tanayim. I mean, you're understanding that because, being that we had in Perek Arba Achen, being that we had in Perek Arba'achin, that in such a case of Maimer like this, and this type of setup when it comes to Maimer, so Mrs. Shimon has to do Chalitza, she's not allowed to do Yibam, so then the Tan of our Mishnah must hold like that as well. It's not true. There's a Machlaikas, a fundamental Machlaikas between the Tan of our Mishnah and the Tan in Perek Arba'achin about whether or not we allow Maimer, about whether or not we allow Yibam in such a case. Be by a God, be by a Katan. There's no difference. Says the Gemara Tanayim, it's Machlaikas Tanayim. Hach Tan the Arba Achin Gazar Mishum Tzara. The Tan in Perek Arba Achin had a Gzeira up to a case of a Tzara, up to a case where Shimon had two wives. We don't want people to think that you could perform Yibam with both of them, and therefore he held that Levi should not be Miyabim either one of these two women. He shouldn't be Miyabim any one of them because he was concerned once you do Yibam with one, so people are, and then you do Chalit with the other, so people might think that you could even do Yibam with both. And therefore he held that even Mrs. Shimon becomes Aser and Yibam. And now says the Gemara that that Tana would tell you that who I did in the case of our Mishnah. Who I did in the case where you have a Katan who's a Ben Teisha who does Yibam, that the B.S. Ben Teisha is like Maimer by a Gadol. So who I did by a Katan, says the Gemara, who I did by a Katan, V'hai D'amar Gadol, that which the Tana in Perek Arba Achin spoke about a Gadol, is Mishum de B'Gadol Kai. It's because that Perek wasn't talking about Katanim. That Perek was speaking about Gedolim. So that's why he mentioned a Gadol. But who I did a Katan who's a Ben Teisha who does Yibam would have the same din as that Maimer of the Gadol. V'hai Tana D'ha, whereas the Tana by us, Svirulei Asur Vulei Gazar Mishum Tzara, he holds that they made the Bias Bantesha Kamaimer Begadol, but he holds that there's no Gzeira Mishum Tzara. It's just the din of you can't do Yibam with Ishas Shnei Yevamim. It's not because of a Gzeira. It's a din that you don't do Yibam. There is no Mitzvah Yibam with an Ishas Shnei Yevamim. The din is that you perform Chalitza with such a woman and not Yibam. So there's no reason for that to affect Mrs. Shimon. Mrs. Shimon is not an Ishas Shnei Yevamim. Only Mrs. Reuven is. So only Mrs. Reuven has the din of Chalitza as opposed to Yibam. Mrs. Shimon is no Sheiches. Mrs. Shimon, if Levi wants, he can even perform Yibam. And that's true even if it would be a Gadol. Even if it would be a Gadol but doing Maimer. It happens to be the Tana said it in our mission about the Katan, Vashvinu B'Katan V'Wadin B'Gadol. But really, who Huadin, the halacha would be true also in the exact same setup if Shimon was a Gadol who performed Maimer, that Levi would be Aser to Mrs. Reuven to be Miyabi Murray, would have to do Chalitza, yet he would be allowed to perform Yibam with Mrs. Shimon because Mrs. Shimon is not an Eish HaShnei Yevamim. V'hai D'kamar B'katon D'b'katon Kai. And the reason why our Tana spoke about a Katon is only because our Perek is discussing a Katon, but not because it's a Halacha that's limited to a Katon. So really there's a Machlaikas, a fundamental Machlaikas between our Tana and the Tana of Arba Achin, what the reason for the Isser of Zika Shnei Yevamim is, and Nafkaminam is whether or not that Isser applies to Mrs. Shimon or only to Mrs. Reuven. But in a Hanami, there's no difference between a Kata Ben Tas who does Yibam or a Gadol who does Maimer in the same setup, the halacha would be exactly the same. Now says the Gemara, so Rabbi Yechonam was the one who said in our sugya that asu v'asu, that no, they mamish made that Bias Ben Teisha is like Maimer of a Gadol. Says the Gemara that Azul Rabbi Lazar and Amr l'shmaitza bei Midrasha. That Rabbi Lazar, it seems like he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechonam. Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechonam, and he went to the base Medrash and he said over this halacha that a Bias Ben Teisha is like a Maimer of a Gadol. He went to the base Medrash and he said this halacha, V'loy Amra Mishmed Rabbi Eichnan, but he failed to quote Rabbi Eichnan. He failed to mention that this was something that he heard from his Rabbi, from Rabbi Eichnan. Now Shama Rabbi Eichnan and Ikba. When Rabbi Eichnan heard about this, he got upset. He got upset that Rabbi Lazar wasn't quoting him, and we'll see later on the bottom of the Amud exactly what it was that got Rabbi Eichnan upset about this. So when Rabbi Eichnan heard about this, he got upset. And he was angry. He was angry at Rabbi Lazar. So the other Talmidim came to try to be miyashiv his das. So ul legabe Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. So first Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they took a swing at it. They went to Rabbi Yechonan and Amrulein. They said to him that leikachaya ma'isa beis hakenesu shal Tveria. Don't forget the story that happened in the shul of Tveria. You being angry, you being having cast at Rabbi Lazar is very dangerous. Look at the story that happened in the shul of Tveria, benegar sheyesh bereishai glustra, that they were discussing the halachis of a neger, which is some sort of door lock, It's like a peg that they used to use to lock doors. And it had on it, on the top of the peg, there was a glustra, some sort of ball which could be used for other things on Shabbos. And it was a shaila if it's muksa. Is this neger considered muksa? Shenachleku boy Reb Elazar Reb Yaisi, and there was a machlekes between Reb Elazar and Reb Yaisi about whether or not this neger has a din of muksa on Shabbos. And they were fighting about it in the shul of Tveria. They were fighting. Reb Elazar and Reb Yaisi were fighting about it. And shekaru sefer Torah bechamasan, until they got so upset. It seems like they were looking into a Sefer Torah to try to prove their points, and they got so upset, the debate got so heated, that they actually tore a Sefer Torah. That they tore the Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, Karu Sal Kadaitov, that makes it sound like that one of them maybe like got so upset that he took a Sefer Torah and he tore it up in front of the other. And it couldn't be such a thing. Ela'ema Shenikra Sefer Torah Bechamasan. That no, what it means is that a Sefer Torah was torn, it just happened by itself, meaning by mistake. It seems like they were fighting over it, and the Sefer Torah got torn. I saw brought down from Rav Shaul Alter that he asked an interesting kasha. We had in Maseches Chagiga not too long ago that when it comes to the halachis of Shabbos, so Shabbos has mikra mu'at v'halachis merubais. Shabbos is one of the things that the Gemara in Chagiga Yudam and Aleph says is mikra mu'at v'halachis merubais. It has only few psukim, even though it has a lot of halachis. So if it has so few psukim, and you want to fight out, you want to hash out a halakha and hilchos Shabbos, so the place to look is not in the Torah. The place you look is the Mishnayos, the Braises, the Tosefta's. You want to hack it out, so you want to hash it out, so that you don't look, you don't bring Raya's in the Torah. The Shabbos has mikra mu'at. So what were they doing looking at the Sefer Torah? So the Rosh Alter explains that. That to us, yeah, so Shabbos has mikra mu'at, and to find a mikra, when you want to look up a halacha and hilchos Shabbos, so a Sefer Torah is not generally the best place to look. You want to look at the Sfarim that bring down hilchos Shabbos, maybe. You want to look at a Shulchan Aruch, you want to look at a Gemara Misach HaShabbos. To look at a Sefer Torah is not generally going to give you the halacha when it comes to hilchos Shabbos, because it's mikra mu'at. However, that's by us. When it comes to the Gedali Yisrael, so the Gedali, the really everything be'etzem, like we had Misachas Tainus Tassam and Aleph, like a midi that does never a mizi bidaraisa. Everything is merumas in the Torah. So when it comes to the Gedali Yisrael, they could find every halacha even in the Torah. Like Rabbi Akiva, who darshaned every keser of the Torah, they could find ramazim to every single halacha in the Torah. They say about the Vilna Gaon that Seif Yamav, the way he chazered Kol Torah Kula was by chazering Mikra. He chazered the Torah Shebiksav, and through Torah Shebiksav he saw all of Torah Shebal Peh. So that's why they brought out the Sefer Torah. They were able to see it even in the Torah. To us, it's Mikra Mu'ad V'alachas Merubais, but to the Tanaim and Amorayim, to them, they were able to even look in the Sefer Torah to bring a Raya. Now, Kapanim, so they got upset. And because they got upset, the Sefer Torah was torn. It says the Gemara that Vahaya Sham Rabbi Yaisi ben Kisma. That Rabbi Yaisi ben Kisma was present in the Shul of Tveria when this happened. And Amar, and he commented that Tamei Anim lo yia beisa kinesa zu avaydis kechavim. That I would be surprised if this Shul doesn't turn into a base of Adazara, the Kas. That they call a kais kilo ayved of a dezara, right? So he said, I would be surprised if this shul doesn't turn into a base of a dezara. And says the Gemara that v'chein hava, that that's taka what happened, all because of kas. So says Ravamin Ravasi to Rabbi Yechanan, you're getting upset at Rabbi Lazar, you're having kas. It's not a wise thing to do. Look what happened when they had kas. Look what happened. The shul turned into a base of a dezara, so you shouldn't have kas. So hadar ikbat fe. When Rabbi Yechanan heard this, he got even more upset. And Amar, and he said, Chavusa Nami, there in the story, who was fighting? It was Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yaisi, they were Chavrusas. So fine, you say that there was Kas as Chavrusas, they shouldn't have had Kas. Now you're making Rabbi Lazar into my Chavrusa? Rabbi Lazar is my Talmud. He's not my Chavrusa, that you could talk to me about that, things like this, that we shouldn't have Kas. He's my Talmud. So he got even more upset. So Ul Lagabe Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi figured he would take a swing at it. He went into Rabbi Yochanan, and Amar Lein, he told Rabbi Yochanan as follows. He said, we find in the Torah, the Pasuk says, that Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe Avdei, that as Hashem had commanded his Eved Moshe, Ken Tziva Moshe es Yeshua. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah to Yeshua, like we had, Moshe gave the Torah to Sinai, Umasra li Yeshua, V'chein also Yeshua, and Yeshua fulfilled everything. Lo yhaser davar mikol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He didn't remove anything from that which Hashem told Moshe. He was a full reflection of Teres Moshe. Now said Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi to Rabbi Yechanan that when Yeshua was teaching over the Torah to the Zekenim and to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, when Yeshua was passing on the Torah to others, v'chein al kol davar v'davar. Do you think every single time Yeshua spoke, he fulfilled, he was a complete reflection of Teiras Maisha? He was like the Levana, the moon which reflects the light of the sun. Do you think about every single thing that Yeshua said over? He started off the shir, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, this is what I heard from Maisha Rabbeinu. And then he said the shir. He went in, and he went into shir, he sat down, gave the drasha, stam, without quoting Maisha, and everybody knew that of course Yeshua is the reflection of Teres Maisha. He's quoting Maisha even though he didn't say it. So said Rabbi Yaakov Yidi to Rabbi Yechanan, you as well, Afra Belazar Talmidecha, everybody knows about your Talmud Rabbi Lazar, that he's a Talmud of yours. So he's Yeshua V'dayrish Tam, when he darshan Stam, everybody knows that whatever he says, Minastam, it's from you. So that's why he doesn't have to quote you every time, because it's just obvious that what he's quoting is coming from you. So Amar Lahem, and Rabbi Yechanan heard this, he said to everyone, to the rest of his Talmidim, I guess to Rav Ami and Rav Asi as well, he said, that why don't you know how to appease like Ben Idi Chavarenu? Look at Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, he did such a good job at appeasing me, and now I'm taka appeased, and that's what Rabbi Lazar, it's okay that Rabbi Lazar didn't quote me, because everybody knows anyways that it's coming from me. Now says the Gemara of Rav Yechanan, my time of kapit kuli high. Rabbi Yechanan, well, he cared about the kavod. Why was he getting so upset at Rabbi Lazar? Why was he getting so upset at Rabbi Lazar that he didn't quote him? Now it's true that Marsha points out that Chol Omer Davar B'Shem Amrei is Mevi Gula L'Olam, that there's an importance to quote whoever the source is of whatever it is that you're saying, and that such a thing brings Gula L'Olam. But that's Bein Rabbi Lazar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Rabbi Lazar's business. Why does that affect Rabbi Yechanan to this extent that Rabbi Yechanan gets so upset? That's the way the Marsha explains. But that's between Rabbi Lazar and Hashem. That's nothing to do with Rabbi Yechanan. So why is Rabbi Yechanan getting so upset? So says the Gemara, the reason why Rabbi Yechanan got upset is based off a teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Marav, what's the meaning of the pasuk Agura ba'al chol ilamim? David HaMelech says that to Hashem, that I want to live in your ayel ilamim, I want to live in it worlds. What does it mean, worlds? Two worlds? V'chi epshalei la'adam lagor b'shnei olamim. Could a person live in two worlds, both in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? You're either in Olam Hazeh or you're in Olam Haba. How could David HaMelech say that he wants to live Olamim, he wants to live in two different worlds? El Amar David Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David was saying to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Yiratzon Sheyomru Dvar Shmua Mipi Olam Hazeh, that I want it to be that even after I die, even after I'm in Olam Haba, that people down here in this world, they should quote me, they should say over things from me. And the Amar Rabbi Yechanan, and the advantage of that is the Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rishon Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, is that Rabbi Yechanan said over B'Shem Rashbi that called Talmud Chacham Shaimim Davar Shmua Mipiv, that any time a Talmud Chacham is quoted by Olam Hazeh in this world, Sifsei Sa Daivvois BeKever, his lips start to move in the Kever. So there's a mile of your Torah being quoted in this world because your lips start to move. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan was upset at Rabbi Lazar for not quoting him, because now, when even after Rabbi Yechanan dies, he's not going to be quoted, and if he's not going to be quoted, he won't have this mile, this Hana, apparently there's some sort of Hana, that Rabbi Yechanan will lose out from. Now exactly why Rabbi Yechanan will lose out from that just because Rabbi Lazar isn't quoting him is something that we'll discuss as Hashem in the Ereis al-Halach over the next couple of weeks, the whole concept of Sifsaif Daivis Bekever, and what exactly the Pshat in this Gemara is. The simple Pshat perhaps is that Rabbi Yechon was upset because you only get the Maila of Sifsais Adayvis Bekever if you're actually quoted. If the Shmua is said over but not in your name, so then you don't get the Maila of Sifsais Adayvis Bekever. And therefore, being that he wasn't being quoted by name, he wasn't going to get this Maila. But then it's interesting, because then what's the Teretz? The tarot was is that Rav Yaakov Yidi appeased him and said that no, don't worry, because everybody knows it's you. But Lamaise still wasn't being quoted, so the Chayy is not going to have some davis ever. So fine, there's a panim iris. As the Hashem will discuss it in the Arayis of Halacha, exactly what the shakla v'tarya in this story is. But says the Gemara, just a couple more lines. I'm Rav Yitzchok ben Zira, Vitema Shimon Nizira. That Maikra, what's another makar? What's a makar? He said over a different makar for this idea of sevseis of davis v'kever. The pasuk says v'chike. The pasuk compares kekumar shel anavim. The pasuk compares person learning Torah that it's like a kumar shel anavim. It's like a vat of grapes that are waiting to be pressed, and they're getting soft, and so they're very, very. If you touch them, even they want the juice starts to drip out. So ma kumar shel anavim kevin shemaniach adam etzbayu olav miadoyev. Just like this kumar of grapes. As soon as a person even just touches it with his finger, so the juice starts to drip out. Af Talmid Chachamim, so too by Talmid Chachamim, the Sifsa Yishenim, the Talmid Chachamim who are no longer alive, Kevin Sha'imim Davar Shmua Mipiyam, once you quote them, Ba'ilam Hazan, in this world, when you quote their Shmua, Sifsa Yisehem, Daivavayis Bekever, so their lips immediately start to juice, the juice starts to drip out, their lips start to utter those words as well, which apparently is some form of, great form of Hana. Oh, yeah.